This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So up next, MUDA has urged private higher education institutions to reduce their fees for local students. This is following on from an announcement from the Higher Education Ministry about public universities.
Yes, so Higher Education Minister Noraini Ahmad had announced that there would be a 20% fee reduction for all Malaysian students at public universities for the first semester of the 2021-2022 academic session. So this stands to benefit about 550,000 students, coming up to about 175 million ringgit. Now, MUDA, specifically MUDA's policy director, Teo Lee Ken, said that this was a good effort, but said that this should be extended to private universities as well, particularly given that this has been both economically as well as from a mental health aspect, a really tough year for students.
So I entirely agree. I think that we've spoken before about the additional costs that the pandemic has caused for university students who may or may not have been able to attend, may or may not have been able to do things like get housing, right, near their institution of choice in a way that would have been much simpler in the past. I guess for me, the question here is, and this was something that we discussed off air, whether or not the first semester is enough, you know, 20% off one semester, whether I'm sure that will make a huge difference. But in terms of continuity, people able to actually see their studies through, is that really going to add up? I guess the other thing is the concern of what this might mean for private universities that don't have government funding to continue their courses, should there be a significant chunk taken out. Admittedly, one semester, now that we've said it aloud, perhaps, I don't know.
Yeah, because the burdens of the pandemic are not going to go away in a year, are they? And when you talk about committing to an education, committing to a course of that could take anything from a year to 4 years. Plans need to be made. Finances need to be assessed. Mm. And I think knowing that you're overall going to pay less actually lessens a lot of the psychological burden as well as economic burden of taking on studies.
So let us know, do you think that private universities should lower their fees? You can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us. Now joining us to discuss this is Dr. Tanusha Francis Xavier, Vice President and Co-Founder of Parti MUDA. Dr. Tanusha, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Sharmila. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the Higher Education Ministry's announcement, right, of that 20% fee reduction for Malaysian students at public universities. Do you think this is enough? Should more be done?
Yeah, firstly, thank you so much for even discussing this issue. I feel like it's something that is extremely important that needs to be highlighted. So as you have mentioned already, without mincing words, I think it's an absolute joke to even assume that a 20% reduction of just the first semester is impactful at all. It is an approach that is extremely on the surface and more for political mileage to say like, hey, look, we did something, as opposed to actually having any real impact for these students. And as you have also mentioned, we really do need to acknowledge the ripple effect of this pandemic on families, and on their economic situations and so on. With the lockdowns especially, people are not earning as much, businesses have not been doing well, some have closed down completely. So many students are also, you know, working part-time to support their families and so on. And to assume that they would still be able to pay what they had been previously paying is extremely immature. And this really puts a lot of stress on them, you know, on their mental health and so on. And, you know, life should not be this hard and complicated for them just because they want to learn.
Now, MUDA is calling on private higher education institutes to reduce their fees for local students as well. Tell us why you think this is important.
Yeah, for the absolute same reason. It's not enough just to, you know, call out on the regulations on the public universities. Let's not forget the private sector as well. Their fees are still sky high. They're still expecting their students to pay for facilities that were not used at all this entire time because of distance learning, things like library fees or lab fees when they have not used them at all. And yet there has been no fee reduction, co-curriculum fees or club fees and so on. All those have to go. And keeping in mind, again, that these students have had to fork out a lot of money, you know, for their Wi-Fi, to get their gadgets and so on. And on top of trying to keep up with their assignments and everything, definitely there needs to be more regulation on private higher education institutions as well. Everyone needs to play our part.
So if private universities did reduce their fees, how would you propose they manage the costs of running courses? And where do you think the government could come in here?
To be frank, let's not pretend that these private universities are paupers. They make money. You know, like I said, we all have to play our part. They cannot expect to, you know, profit as much as they used to and so on. You know, I'm not asking them to, you know, run at a loss. But it is a fact that given that most of the learning has been distant, the cost on perhaps their management and so on logically is much lesser. So come on, cooperate, you know, be kind, you know, help out these kids who are just trying to learn. I'm not saying do it for free, but at least, you know, do away with all the petty fees and hidden costs here and there and do your part to support them.
Course fees, though, as you just pointed out, are not the only expenses associated with university. So things like living expenses, incidental costs also add up, right? Are there ways that these can be accounted for as well?
Yeah, so I think that is actually where the government also comes into play its part. You know, we've heard about promises about helping out with free laptops and so on, which turned into old laptops that are going to be on loan and eventually laptops that were not delivered at all. You know, we heard about, oh, internet subsidies that are going to help because we realized that, like, oh, yes, all of the students are going to be learning online. But where are all these aids and subsidies that are supposed to go to young people to help them to learn? You know, and yeah, what you raised an extremely important point. And again, this is where we hope that the ripple effect by universities playing their part to help to cut down on the cost of the fees, that perhaps that money could go to help these students to sustain their living costs and so on.
So what have you been hearing from young people about their ability to afford higher education right now?
Yeah, to be honest, it is extremely heartbreaking. Because there's only so much that we can do as an organization or I can do as an individual, because this, we're not talking about one or two people. You know, this is multiple people. I remember actually, perhaps even it was a year ago to the dot when we came out with the idea of Muda and we announced it. And the very first initiative that we had to do sort of on the spur was to help out university students, because that was when we saw the sudden closure of universities and students had already come back to start universities and they closed off that very same night. And just like that, students were left stranded. And, you know, we said, like, okay, you know what, students who, you know, need help, reach out to us. And we started a crowdfunding, thinking that it's going to be maybe 100 or 200, but we got messages by the thousands. Because genuinely, these students were at bus stops with no money whatsoever and not knowing what on earth to do, knowing that their parents have no money to, you know, bank into them or anything like that, and reached out to us. And what was extremely disappointing is that some politicians in the government sector were saying that, like, oh, please don't be dramatic. Don't tell me they don't even have 50 ringgit to buy a bus ticket to go home. You know, that's how disconnected that they are from the plights of these students. So, yeah, it is extremely heartbreaking, and especially on their mental health. Sometimes, you know, we would have sessions with them on a completely different topic, let's say on voter education and so on. And after which, you know, a simple question like, oh, so otherwise, how is everything with you? And the tears start falling. You know, it's extremely heartbreaking.
So this question of mental health, I mean, it's already come up numerous times in this conversation. Is enough being done on this front for university students?
No, absolutely not. I think the approach as a whole, you know, I feel that as of now, the idea that, like, okay, if we have a forum and we invite a counselor on this topic to give a talk, oh, we have done our part on mental health. That is not how it works. You know that students are now basically doing distance learning. Have you revised your syllabus, for example? Or are you still expecting them to do, you know, an entire day worth of classes sitting in front of a screen? Have you factored how that impacts on their mental health? Have you perhaps, you know, taken an approach to shorten the lecture course hours or give sufficient breaks? Accurate, concrete measures need to be taken. And this is not happening as of now.
So do you have any efforts or initiatives running at the moment specifically for university students?
Okay, yeah, we are doing our best. Even recently, in fact, UKM in Bangi, they were suddenly put in a lockdown and the students didn't even have enough food rations to keep going and they can't leave and so on. So, you know, we tried by fundraising and getting them the food resources that we need. Even within MUDA, we actually have many, many university students and they have their own body where they actually advocate and communicate their own needs. And in fact, recently they even came out with a statement on how the government could actually help with their mental health in terms of like what I have mentioned already about in terms of actually looking at how the syllabus is structured and so on. And definitely, even us in MUDA, we could definitely be doing more to reach out to the students. And we are actually planning a few programs and campaigns that we intend to launch at the end of this month, if not early next month, more of engagement sessions, because I personally believe, and so do my friends here in MUDA, that it's not about us advocating for them, but rather we want to give them the platform to share about what they're going through and how they feel that, you know, this situation needs to be dealt with, empower them. And that is also what I feel the government should be doing as well, not you kind of sit in a room and, you know, come out with these SOPs and policies and assume it's going to work for everyone, but rather engage them, engage the student bodies, ask them what they need.
We just have 30 seconds left. What would you like to leave us with?
I think what I would leave you with is that all of us as Malaysians in the community and so on, we really do need to do more to support our students. It does not necessarily need to be financially, but perhaps with a little more understanding. They are really going through a lot. I mean, we all have, if not children, but friends or cousins, or anyone, a lot of young people, you know, and I think they could use our affection. You know, support, a lot of support. I mean, the government has its part to play, but us as citizens, we could definitely do our part by supporting them as well.
Dr. Tanusha, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Tanusha Francis Xavier, Vice President and Co-Founder of Parti MUDA, talking about the call from MUDA for private institutions, private higher education institutions to reduce their fees. Let us know what you think. Keep it here on the Evening Edition. After this, we've got Popcorn Culture, in which we're talking about Space Jam, A New Legacy. You'll hear our thoughts after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.